Gaylord Houser's, starting tomorrow in the Chicago Herald-American. Time in 5 seconds, 10 o'clock.
Destination Freedom. Listen, it's the Freedom Bell.
Aye, the Freedom Bell, my friends. And this is Paul Revere, called back from the shadows by the sound of the Freedom Bell, to cry again a warning that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Destination Freedom is presented by Station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Paul Revere is the symbol of warning, ready to ride down the skies to shout an alarm. His destination, now and forever, freedom.
A man walks down a dusty road. He trudges up a gentle slope. He tops the crest of the hill, and there he stops. He gazes into the valley ahead, and to his face there comes a frown, a look of indecision. Which way should he go? The road slants away into the valley, and there it disappears. And from this main road there are many wayside avenues, some shaded and well-traveled, others weedy, rutted, and hot from the morning sun. Finally, the man makes his way along the road into the valley, pausing at each turning point, looking hopefully, searching for the right way. Aye, there are many wayside avenues and many opportunities to stray. His progress is slow, but he goes on with an air of faith and hope in the rightness of his choice. So each man must go through life, meeting his problems from day to day, solving them with faith and hope in the rightness of his choice, with great peace of mind, which comes from the worship of God in the church of his choice. This right to worship God as you see fit is a part of your American heritage, a right which you should treasure and of which you should take advantage. Aye, friends, sometimes we lose sight of this great heritage of ours, as John Whitney has. Let me tell you his story. The story of a red letter Sunday. The time? A particular Sunday morning in the year of our Lord, 1951.
Oh, John, look at the time. It's 3 a.m.
Yeah, I know. Oh, gee, that evening went fast.
We shouldn't have played that third game of Canasta.
No. Oh, that's the trouble when we go to Betty and Joe's. Nobody ever knows when to quit.
John, I thought maybe we might go to church tomorrow morning. We haven't attended a service since Christmas.
Tomorrow? You mean today?
Yes, John, today. We haven't been to church for a long time.
Gosh, I'm tired. Oh, let's not bother about church this morning. Maybe next Sunday. Boy, will I be able to sleep once I hit the hay. I feel like sleeping till noon, don't you?
John Whitney. Come on. Wake up. Wake up! You!
What was the matter?
You, John Whitney.
Sure I am. Hey, who are you? What is this?
You're coming with us. Come on, get moving.
What? I don't understand. What's the idea?
I said move.
What?
That's better. Now, down the stairs, Susan Whitney.
I can't go out in the street in my pajamas.
Don't worry about that. No one will see you but us.
The car's outside.
Stop! Stop the car! You can't do this. The police...
We are the police.
The police... What? You're crazy. That's it. You're a couple of lunatics.
Citizen Whitney,
Sit back and relax, Citizen Whitney. There's no one to listen to your complaints except us.
What do you want? Money? But please, please, I...
Money.
We have something better. Power.
Power? Well, I don't understand.
Yes, power. The power of the state.
You're a fool, John Whitney. A simple fool.
Like all Americans. Turn down this street, Ivan.
Why, this is Cedar Street, where my church is located. Now we'll see who's the fool. I know people around here. They'll help me.
There's no help for you.
Look, there's my church. And there's Reverend Small starting up the steps. He'll do something. Reverend Small! Reverend Small!
He won't help you. He can't even hear you.
I'll make him hear me. Reverend Small! See, he heard my voice. He's turning around.
Yeah, so he is. Well, now, what do you think of that?
Reverend Small! Reverend Small!
He's doing something. Going right on into church.
Now, stop here. Citizen Whitney should see more of his church. Too bad, Citizen Whitney. Too bad.
Your Reverend Small didn't see you. Didn't even hear you.
Maybe that's because he doesn't even know you too well.
But he does. He does.
Shall we get out, comrade?
Yes, this is the place.
Well, look, these people, they're all my friends. They'll recognize me. They'll help me.
Citizen Whitney, I repeat, there's no help for you.
There must be.
No, citizen. By your own lack of activity, by your own thoughts, you have left your friends and the church behind.
Let's go inside.
Yes, it's been a long time since Citizen Whitney has been inside his church.
But the building looks different. And what's that big sign on the bell tower?
Read it.
Religion is the opium of the people.
Those are the words of Marx, Citizen Whitney.
I don't understand.
The cornerstone of the communistic idea of religion.
Well, why is that sign on my church?
His church, he calls it.
That sign is there for the youth to read. You see, we find it very practical to let the old people go to their churches, Citizen Whitney. They will soon die. We are concerned with the younger ones.
And the middle-aged, like me?
The smart ones will join the party and believe in the words of Marx. The stupid ones, well, they're not around long. Shall we go in?
My sermon today will be brief.
That's Reverend Small. Quiet. Listen.
First, I shall read from a pamphlet distributed by the state. It starts with a quotation from Marx. Quote, "It is not religion that creates man, but man who creates religion. Physical matter is the only reality. Even thought is a function of matter and must reflect the material world." Unquote.
Why, that's heresy. Reverend Small must be mad to read such a thing here.
He's only helping the congregation become familiar with a communistic doctrine.
Now, since Father Stalin has declared that worship and religion are free here in America, as in Russia, we shall say a prayer for the communistic state. Then I shall read a few verses from the Bible.
Heard enough, Citizen Whitney?
Yes, but how could this happen? How could Reverend Small accept communism?
He learned rapidly. I helped teach him.
Now, Citizen Whitney, we're going to visit your little boy, Jimmy, in his new Sunday school class of the People's Regime.
Now, children, we shall begin our Sunday school lesson. First, I want each of you to pray to God for something you want.
Will he hear us, teacher?
Surely he will. For what are you going to pray? How about you, Jimmy?
Gosh, I don't know. A baseball, I think. Yeah, that's what I'll pray for, a baseball.
Very well. You pray to God for a baseball. Now, all heads down, each child is to pray to himself for what he wants. Ah, too bad, children. You see, your God doesn't love you. You prayed and received nothing.
Gee, that's funny.
Now, perhaps if you pray to St. Nicholas, Santa Claus, do you American children call it, he will grant your prayers. Bow your heads again, children.
Santa Claus isn't hearing my prayers either. And I wanted that baseball.
Never mind. We're not praying to the right person. Santa Claus is too busy to hear you.
I don't understand, teacher. Why, neither God nor Santa Claus hears our prayers. Maybe...
Now, Jimmy, everything will be all right if one places his faith in the proper deity.
Gee, but...
Yes, children. There's still one more chance that your prayers will be answered.
What's that?
I've often told you of Uncle Stalin. He is very kind. I'm sure he will grant your prayers. Now, Jimmy, this time you pray out loud with me.
Uncle Stalin, you who love children, we ask you to grant our prayer and give us these things we want.
Look at the thing. Look, children, Uncle Stalin has heard our prayer. See all the toys, candy, books? Isn't that wonderful? Run quickly and pick them up.
Oh, what a filthy trick to play on little children. Those toys were in a bag suspended by wires from the ceiling. The teacher just pulled the cord to release them. I saw her.
Quiet, Citizen Whitney.
But you can't distort religion and fool small children that way.
It is done in the interest of the state.
Citizen Whitney, why do you object? You don't go to church.
No, not often. Just once or twice a year.
Well, that's good. The state officials will be glad to hear it.
They don't approve of religious people.
But I am religious.
Are you, citizen?
Yes, I belong to this church. I support it. I send my children to it.
But you do not attend.
No.
That's better.
But I'm not afraid of you hoodlums or whatever you are. I may not go to church, but I've always considered myself a religious man.
So?
Yes, I was raised in a Christian home.
Ah.
Why... From my earliest recollection, even as a boy, I remember my father always had us say grace before...
Now, you can see, son, this is a very fine meal your mother's prepared for us. It is food provided by the Lord, and he has provided well.
Yes, Dad, yes.
Your turn to say the evening grace, son.
Ah, Dad, I'm hungry. Can't we just...
Not a mouthful until grace has been said. We're waiting, John.
Father in heaven... We thank thee for this food thou hast put before us. Amen.
That's fine, son. Now you may commence eating.
You may laugh, but millions of children grew up in Christian homes, just like mine, in a free nation.
Yes, and most of them are like you today.
Non-practicing believers in religion.
We believe only in the state, Citizen Whitney. And we train our future comrades from early childhood in atheism. And to glorify the state and Father Stalin.
We say, let the old die out. Let their places be taken by the youth, loyal to the state and Father Stalin.
No, stop it. It isn't true. Stop this talk.
Well, did you enjoy your visit to Sunday school and church today, Citizen Whitney?
It was ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
And that Sunday school. And Reverend Small reading a state pamphlet in church.
One must do as the state wishes. After all, the church building, even the land upon which it stands, is owned by the state.
That's impossible. Why, about 8 years ago, a group of us collected money from the congregation to build that church. I remember Mary and I talking it over.
Raise money for the new church, John.
It sure is great, isn't it?
Yes. Reverend Small will be so pleased. But it'll make me a little sad to see the old building torn down.
Oh, why's that, Mary?
John, here I always thought you were the sentimental type. Can't you guess?
Nope.
We were married there.
Oh, yeah. I'd almost forgotten, you know? Seems so long ago.
Oh, don't remind me of that. Makes me feel ancient.
You needn't. You still look as young and pretty as the day I married you.
Well, very touching scene.
Well, I didn't mean to tell you all that about Mary and me, I mean.
I just got to thinking.
Oh, well, we want to learn all we can about you, Citizen Whitney.
Well, now you understand that we own our church.
Dumb, huh, Victor? Can't seem to get it through his head that the state owns it now, like it does all church property today.
Yes, Citizen Whitney. You were speaking of 8 years ago. You're not up to date on these things. You haven't been going to church lately.
Why, this is Maple Street. Those are the bells of St. John's Cathedral.
You seem to know a lot about churches in this neighborhood.
Oh, look, there's Father Maloney. Father Maloney!
Don't you never learn. He can't see you.
No, I guess it's no use.
That Catholic priest. How come you know him?
Oh, many of my friends go to his church. I've met him, too, at Interfaith Social Gathering.
You Americans have too many churches. This will all be changed in time. Turn here, Ivan.
Why, this is West End Avenue. There's Israel Temple. I wonder if my friend Lester Cohen got to church today.
Like Victor said, too many churches.
But don't you see what that means? It proves that in democratic America, we're all free to worship as we please. Any sect, any...
Soon, everyone here will have only one cult based on allegiance to Father Stalin.
That won't work here. Any religion, no matter how small, enjoys freedom of worship.
Don't be a complete fool, Citizen Whitney. How do you suppose we took over some of these other countries?
Why, I don't know exactly. I've read...
Only through people like you could we have gained a foothold. Through those who do not avail themselves of their so-called freedoms.
But I told you I do appreciate freedom of worship. I was brought up to be religious.
Well, as a boy, you showed some intelligent opposition to being forced to offer thanks to this mythological figure, Citizen Whitney.
No, you misunderstand. It was just that I was young, see? And small boys don't understand the meaning and value of their religious heritage.
You need not try to justify yourselves to us. It's because you're an unbeliever that we have picked you to come with us this morning to meet our leader.
Leader? What leader? Take me back. I don't want to meet any...
By the time we reach our destination, you will understand better. Now, we must question you some more so that we may be able to give you a complete history to the master. What other religious beliefs did you find intolerable?
Why, none. I've always depended upon my religion.
Yeah? In what way?
Well, I could cite many incidents.
Such as?
Like the time when Jimmy was born. When I went to visit Mary in the hospital.
John, did you know about our baby, our little son?
Yes, we've a fine boy, Mary. Now, you try to sleep.
You needn't pretend with me, John. I know. I can tell by the expression on the nurse's face. God may not see fit to let us keep our baby. He's so frail.
Now, Mary... Everything will be all right.
I don't know, John. There's not much hope. I have a feeling.
Mary, you're just tired. But tomorrow...
John, can you pray?
Pray? Well, of course. That is, I used to know some prayers.
Then pray now, here with me.
Now? Well,
yes, now, John. Kneel here by my bed.
All right. There. Like that?
Closer to me. There. Now.
Let's see. I can't remember.
We'll pray for our son, John, that he may live. Let's begin with the Lord's Prayer. We both know that. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Oh, you said these words, and you felt very foolish.
No, not foolish. You see, of course you wouldn't understand. Our son lived. Right after that, he improved. And within a few days...
That was an interesting coincidence, wasn't it?
No coincidence at all. It was faith.
Faith? Oh, yes, I know about that. Father Stalin has often told us to have faith in the party.
What manner of men are you that I can't seem to...
Well, Here we are, Victor.
So we are. Come on, Citizen Whitney.
We're in the country.
See that hill?
Looks like a cliff. We're not going to climb that.
You guessed it right. Get moving.
You don't leave me much choice.
Hurry. Our leader will be annoyed if we're late.
Leader? Who is this leader you keep mentioning?
You know.
How should I?
Fool. Our great leader himself wants to see you. A great honor, Citizen Whitney. A great honor indeed.
Take me home.
Keep moving.
I'm moving as fast as I can. This hill, it's so very, very steep.
Quiet. We're approaching the leader himself. There he is, waiting for us.
Welcome, comrades.
Hail, great leader. We have obeyed your instructions. Here is Citizen Whitney.
Ah, yes, Citizen Whitney.
What do you want of me, leader?
Silence, citizen. Comrade Victor, what have you to report to me about Citizen Whitney?
He professes to be religious, but he doesn't practice what he says.
That's not so.
Citizen Whitney, you shall not interrupt. You shall speak only when I command. Proceed.
As a boy, Citizen Whitney opposed the pressure his father put upon him to pray to a heavenly deity.
Good, good.
Although as a young man he was married in the church, he was not happy about this. He would have preferred to have been married by the state.
Excellent, excellent. Go on. What proof have you of his truthfulness, comrade?
He was so anxious to atone for this that 8 years ago he helped raise money to tear down the old church, which he did not often attend, and where his marriage ceremony was performed.
No, no, you're twisting my words.
Ivan, see that Citizen Whitney is kept quiet. It's difficult to hear what Comrade Victor is saying.
Yes, great leader, I'll keep him quiet.
Listen, you... Oh.
And now, what else do you know about Citizen Whitney, Comrade Victor?
By his own confession, the last time he prayed to this deity of his was when his son was born. And that was only because his wife, a weak and sickly woman, begged him to.
No.
He could not remember any prayers to say without her help.
No, that's not true.
Very good, Comrade Victor. Permit me to remark on your splendid work in this instance. I believe you have brought us a good communist convert. With a few teachings, of course.
Oh, thank you, great leader. I'm glad to have pleased you.
All right. Now, bring Citizen Whitney forward. Citizen Whitney, you have heard the evidence. Can you truthfully deny any of this?
I protest. This man has deliberately scrambled my words.
So?
I'm not interested in your Communist Party. I never said I was. If you want to know what I and most Americans think of your no good...
Hold your tongue, or we'll cut it out.
You can't scare me. Not since I've seen firsthand just how you operate your so-called people's government. Why, you and your stooges here are no better than a gang of hoodlums that ought to be in jail.
You forget, Citizen Whitney, we communists are in control. Things have changed in America.
No, no. They can't have. They can't have changed.
I'm certain you can see that a more friendly attitude would be more helpful to you under the communist regime. Hey, Citizen Whitney? Now, let's just talk this over quiet. What further statement do you wish to make?
Just this. Here in America, under our democratic government, we are all free to worship as we choose, regardless
Comrade Victor, I presume you showed Citizen Whitney how I have permitted freedom of religion under communism? Did you not?
Oh, yes. Yes, great leader. Oh, yes.
You call what I saw freedom of religion? Your iron-fisted control of what a man behind the pulpit must say?
I am beginning to dislike your attitude, Citizen Whitney. Perhaps, Comrade Victor, you made a mistake after all in picking up this man.
Oh, no. I'm certain I was right in choosing him as an average American, but he's only acting aggressive now, just the way all Americans do.
Perhaps, but I do not care to hear some of his remarks. Besides, there are so many others to choose from, Comrade. It may not be well to waste so much of our valuable time on him.
What are your wishes, great leader?
Go out and bring in another. See that this time you make no mistake, Comrade Victor. and take Comrade Ivan with you. These Americans recognize only force.
Yes, great leader. Right away. Right away.
And now, Citizen Whitney, come with me.
Oh, where are you taking me?
Just over here. See, it is quite rocky on the other side of this hill. It is only a few steps to the edge of the cliff. Now walk.
What are you going to do with me? I won't.
I said walk. You know the feel of a pistol in your back, don't you, Citizen Whitney?
If I lived under your regime, I would get used to
it. Enough of that. Walk.
I'm walking. You know, it's funny. I'm not afraid now. Suddenly, I'm not afraid of you and what you stand for. And do you know why? No, you wouldn't.
Watch that mouth, Citizen Whitney.
That religious faith that you and your kind always sneer at. It's helping me now. I feel it. My faith in God. It's making me stronger than you are.
Walk, fool!
Why, that's why you and your evil philosophy can never crush America and what it stands for to all the oppressed peoples around the world. Our freedom to worship and our faith will keep us free.
Keep walking!
What happened? Oh, where am I?
Why, John, you're at home in your own bedroom, of course. You just fell out of bed.
Oh, I guess I must have been dreaming. Oh, yes. Yes, now I remember. What a nightmare.
Oh, that's too bad. What was it about?
Mary, quick. What time is it?
Well, let me see. It's 25 minutes past 10.
Oh, there's just time for both of us to get to church.
Why, John, what's come over you? Do you really want to go? Why, just last night you were saying...
Mary,
that,
that was last night. This morning, we're going to church.
Aye, in another man's heart, Christ is risen. And on this day of days, in churches throughout America, millions of Christians rejoice in the resurrection of Christ and pause to worship God in the church of their own choosing, in the manner of their own choosing. To no man is this right more secure than to citizens of this country. So support the church of your choice by regular attendance. Learn yourself and teach others that man must learn to love man through the love of God. Learn that God is always first in the heart of the religious man, and that service to man is motivated by a desire to serve God. Go then and praise ye the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in his august firmament. Praise ye him for his supreme majesty. Praise him with sound of trumpet. Praise him with psaltery and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organ. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with crashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Revere, portrayed by Maurice Copeland, will return next Sunday to narrate another chapter in the story we call Destination Freedom, presented by station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Today's script was written by Madeline Peters and produced under the direction of John Cowan. Arthur Peterson played John Whitney. Other members of the cast were Don Gallagher, Wiley Hancock, Arnold Karzoff, and Hope Summers. The special music was composed by Emil Soderstrom and was played by Helen Morton and Jose Bethencourt. Our engineer was George Wilson, sound effects by Cliff Mueller and Dave Squire. This is Bill Grisky reminding you that the sound of the Freedom Bell is your invitation to follow Paul Revere along the road to Destination Freedom.